Zionism is not Judaism. Zionism is a political ideology that's made up of colonialism and white supremacy. And I am of the opinion that Zionism is using the people that are behind, like in this group, its most fervent believers, are using Judaism as a scapegoat. So, with that being said, remember, everything I say, obviously I'm not throwing like hard facts, receipts at you. You are welcome to look up any information and make your own decision. At this time, having critical thinking and understanding, like recognizing the nuance in a situation is really important. And I don't think I have all the answers. I'd be an idiot to say so. And I don't like people that talk like that. Fuck. So, knowing that there is a long, pretty good, like pretty well documented history of the persecution of the Jews in various locations, I know that that's why I feel like I don't feel bad when I say that Israel does not have the right to exist in the current state, like as an apartheid state. It's cruel. It goes against all of the people that didn't make it out alive from all of the other previous persecutions that the Jews have went through. And I am very confident that without Zionism, and it will never need Zionism, Judaism will continue to exist. So I just wanted to make that clear. Now that that's being said, on my end, I also wanted to say that in this situation, if you were to take out the words Israeli and Palestinian, I would still call what I'm seeing a genocide. I don't know if you've ever been in like a toxic work, like corporate environment, or in a toxic family, and there's the one main abuser. Like, you understand, even if you were like the goal child, the environment you're in is not safe. Anyone can be subjected to that, the abuse of the abuser, because that's just what they're gonna do. That's what they want to do. They have a never-ending thirst for control, and they thrive off of other people's pain. So I hope this makes sense. So what I'm trying to say is that me recognizing that no matter where this would take place, if you were to change it, it is still a genocide. And being against a genocide is because I understand that it can happen to any population. No one's special and no one's exempt. So why would I want there to be a global standard where, you know, if you have enough power, you can just kill whoever you want? Why would there not be a global standard of respecting human life, valuing it? So that's my perspective. And also, like, I don't know how your empathy works, but for me, through what I've lived and what I've seen, I understand that, like, my basic needs, when they're not met, especially if it's more than one, I'm more likely to be in pain, to suffer, to more than likely die. And I don't like the way that feels. So, like, understanding that, I can look at people who also do not have control of, like, clean water, running water, food, shelter, medicine, and see that it's being withheld and be like, hey, they don't like that feeling either. And because they didn't do anything other than just be born in a place with this title, that doesn't mean that they deserve that. Nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves to be in that kind of pain. And I don't know if I've made that clear, but I'm hoping after I've said this that is what I think. That is the opinion that I am of. one of the things that I saw that really started to make me think that way was from a short clip that I saw of a woman who is a part of the Knesset in Israel. I don't remember her first name, but her last name is Gitlev. She was talking about, of course, getting the hostages, but then she also mentioned about how it was really important to maintain control and to, like, continue to withhold food, water, and medicine from the people of Gaza. At that time, in my lowly American brain, I didn't know the relationship between Israel and Palestine of the Gaza Strip or the West Bank. I thought that it was that Hamas was the military of the Gaza Strip and that the Gaza Strip was a country, meaning that they had full autonomy over everything that went in and out and the people in it. But then I heard some words, you know, like occupation, territory, occupied territory. And for me, when I think of territory as an American, I always thought, like, you know, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. I mean, Puerto Rico has a pretty bloody history. Very sad. Freedom for Puerto Rico. But still, I thought, you know, vacations, second homes. Like, I had no idea, even though there was so much media that has always existed for me to look at. I didn't know. And so because at the time I didn't know the difference between Zionism and Judaism, I just thought, you know, like, Judaism, like, you know, these people have a hard time. They want to have their own homeland. Let them have it. Like, I had no idea the things that were happening. And so hearing her say that it was very important to withhold these basic life resources, these needs that people have, in order to keep getting, like, intelligence, to gather more information, I was finally able to see that this was very unevenly yoked. And I hate to use this comparison, but it's like a David and Goliath type of thing. Like, obviously, one is very big and has all the power. They have control of what goes in and out of Gaza. They have control of the water, the food, and the medicine. And I'm like, for me, it honestly made me think of the Warsaw Ghetto, because it was the same situation, except it was with the Nazi regime over the mainly Jewish population in Warsaw, Poland. And I was like, God damn. Something doesn't seem right. You know, and I now recognize that I can remember, acknowledge, and hold dear to me the history of the Holocaust in order to not repeat it, or to not help in repeating it, like, and also still understand that the same people who are now the perpetrators today are descendants from people who were once the victims of a genocide themselves. And that's why I feel confident, like, I'm not wrong. I'm not trying to be someone who hates Israel, like, the idea of a Jewish homeland. I just don't want, I don't see the point in other people having to suffer in order for a Jewish homeland to exist. And there's a lot that I'm, what the fuck? What the fuck is that? Why is there a jet fighter at 11 o'clock in the morning over Pompano Beach? That shit sounds terrifying. Honestly, it sounds like the missiles, like, from the videos that I've seen of people who are in their apartments, who luckily, but not so much for the other person, get bombed. Like, in that moment, you just hear that giant whoosh. and then all this stuff breaking. Shit, that scared the fuck out of me. I want you to know that I don't feel comfortable knowing that my belief that we should have a certain, like, level of basic respect for all humanity now makes me, like, an enemy of the state. That is scary for me. And also enraging. And, you know, on a personal level, because I know that for me in my own family, I've been told, like, that stuff is so far away. Why the fuck do you care? It was just the perfect mixture of circumstance for me. Really recognizing how even in America, we have our own form of like a caste system. I mean, there's class. Like seeing all different types of people making various types of money from various industries, all still struggling. Seeing that I have had more options reproductively in my lifetime than my own daughter has right now or will have for, I don't know, however many years it takes in order to get Roe v. Wade back. I'm in my country and I feel attacked personally. And in ways that those changes didn't need to happen. Like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm really trying to say. I'm just trying to, what I mean is that seeing shit happen here, like seeing people try and do the things that we were told to do, go to college, get an education, get a job, or try and be loyal and stay at one job and perform well. You know, it's not going to save you from becoming homeless one day or something. Like, honestly, from what I've seen, all it really takes to be homeless is not having a network of support. Not having somebody you can go to. Because everyone at some point, unless you're a part of, like, a really affluent family or something, has gone through hard shit and not made as much money as they have at certain other points in their lives. And, you know, as humans, we make mistakes, and just realizing how precarious the situation is, and it doesn't need to be, in my own country, in a place where where the American dream supposedly exists, I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm seeing people who are trying here, American citizens here, who are getting fucked over. And then I'm seeing my government be like best friends with another government and be like, hey, bro, I got you. I'm going to give you as much money as you need because you have the right to exist. So in order to maintain that, we're going to kill all these people. That's fucking wild to me. I'm kind of chuckling, but I need you to know I've cried, I've raged, I still feel those things, but just, I'm laughing at the, what was it, preposterousness? I don't know, but I forgot the word. I'm just laughing at how fucking weird and insane, you know, it is. And on that note, I just want to say that because I think this way, I understand that as an American, somebody can come up to me and be like, well, you know, America as it exists today, if you had that perspective, it would not exist as it does now in order, or you know, you get what I'm fucking saying. Like, you should be so grateful. Are you still going to feel that way about America? Because, like, whatever we had to do in order to make America what it is today. Yo, what the fuck? I keep hearing that fighter jet. Am I hallucinating? No, I'm not, because that guy's looking at it too. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, like, it's the whole, like, oh, you don't want your country the way it is? Can you imagine how barbaric and fucked up it would be if we didn't do what we did and, you know, killed a whole bunch of natives and, like, look at how great America is. Why wouldn't you want that? Would you still be able to maintain that human-oriented perspective? And, yeah. I've actually had this conversation with somebody. And I do feel that way. I don't agree that in order for one people to thrive, another group has to be murdered en masse. And considering my history, my family has lived in Texas since before it was Texas. I am from here. Maybe not from Florida. And maybe I don't have a tribe. But, and maybe that makes me biased. I don't know. But I don't feel like it, like I'm going to leave it at what I said right there. I just don't feel like I got to murder somebody in order for me to be okay. Like, unless somebody's, like, actively attacking me. But that's a defense. And if you say, oh, well, Israel's just defending itself. I don't know if you've ever seen someone get beaten to death. But I'll tell you, even if that fight started with that person being the aggressor, you would immediately understand when something went too far. And whether or not you're willing to deal with the consequences of having somebody's death on your hands. The only reason Hamas exists is because Gaza and the West Bank, just Gaza, they're under violent military occupation. Oh, I need to eat something. I have a headache. So, knowing that, and knowing how traumatized these people are, like, I felt so stupid seeing all of this, like, media, all this documentation of the military violence, like, of the IDF doing to the Palestinian people. I am of the opinion that it's only normal that Hamas be this way. I'm not condoning it. But what I'm saying is that you beat on, you murder, you kidnap enough of these people. It's only normal that they would then also become aggressive and violent. How can anyone think, like, I need to know what is required for somebody to deserve resisting apartheid occupation? Like, what would be the right circumstance? I think that's it. That's about it. Maybe I sound like a fool. I don't know. But a free Palestine for me doesn't just mean free Palestine. It means being moral and making a safer environment for my own home. Because obviously we're not in that. And I've known that especially since 2020. This shit is wild.